Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to Kier's Pod Station. So let's talk about what's going on in the market these days. It's still a seller's market. You know, we're still seeing home sales climb in Orange County, but we are starting to see a slowdown. What I mean by slowdown, we're starting to see homes being on the market a little longer than they have been in the last couple months. Now, I want to share with you why, what happens when you overprice a home. Whether you're an agent and you have an appointment and the person tells you that they want to price a home at a certain price, and you know based off of the data that it's over, that would be overpriced, I want to explain to you what happens when you do that so you can share awareness to your clients. And if you're a home seller out there thinking about selling your home, this is also good information to tune in as well. Now, when you have an overpriced home, certain things happen. The offers that you normally receive definitely minimizes, so it definitely minimizes offers. Lowers agent response, meaning that agents won't respond to your listing because it's overpriced. It also limits qualified buyers. And what I mean by that, if you're overpriced, the higher your price is, the smaller the pool of qualified buyers are. So that's what it would do if you list your price of your home too high. You're limiting the qualified buyers. Also, you're going to limit the amount of showings that you get, meaning that people that actually go look at your house, because they look at it, they'll look at the data and say, why is this home price so high? We're not even going to look at it. And also what it does is lowers the prospects, meaning it lowers interested buyers to go look at your home. And also limits the financing, because like I said, if it's overpriced, you know, a buyer's going to have to qualify for more money to purchase your house. And like I said, if you look at the data, it's not going to support it. So they're not even going to look at your house. And when it comes to advertising your home, it would definitely be wasted advertising dollars, because you would be advertising a home that's overpriced. It wouldn't make sense. And last but not least, which is most important, is it nets less money for the seller. Because what we show in history, when a home is overpriced, it sits in the market longer. Maybe you might get one or no offers, but as a home sits in the market longer, you'll start to get lower offers than you would if you came in at or below market price. So typically, you end up selling your home for less money if you would have came in at market or below market. So just want to share that, the quick tips with you. Thank you for tuning in, and if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. All right, have a great day.